Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back. We can say
finally,
that now.
We can say that now, yeah. Finally, second episode.
Yeah, fucking hell.
About time. Missed out on a week because the room we used for decorating. Well done, Jamie. You've just fucked the start of the pod. the room we used for recording. Oh, that was loud.
That was loud.
Wow. Sorry if that burst your eardrum. the room we used for recording.
Been decorated.
Yeah, it's been decorated. It's my games room in my house. So I've painted, had a carpet fit in, and I've got two bookshelves and a desk in, so hopefully there should be less echoey in here. It will get predominantly less. I can't talk today.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know. Maybe I'm so excited because of the topic for today, Damien, which is
Halloween.
Dum 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 dum.
Now, this is my favourite horror film of all time. The original Halloween.
It is. Said that to me many a time.
It is.
One thing I'd like to just say.
Yeah.
From the start, before we get into Halloween.
Yeah.
We've had some criticism back.
Yes.
Mainly from family members. And I've had a couple of family members point out that in the first episode, when I was describing one of the characters from It, I described them as the fat kid.
It's a very...
Which is...
Naughty word.
Yeah, it's nowadays. Not nice. It's not nice nowadays,
not
no.
Nice
and
word.
I didn't mean it in a horrible way. I was just being kind
descriptive.
Of... Descriptive of the character. So for anyone who did listen, and anyone who's going to listen for the first episode, I do apologise if you took offence. I didn't mean to offend. I was just honestly being descriptive of the character.
Yeah.
And... if you're a snowflake, then email me. To be honest.
Oh dear.
No, I'm only
started a war.
Yeah, I've just started a big war.
Literally.
No, I'm only playing. Yeah, but if I did offend anyone with that
we
descriptive
apologize.
Piece of information, we communally apologise together.
We can only grow and get better.
Exactly. It's just. Like we said in the first episode, it's just us talking as if we're just mates talking at a table.
Yeah, we'd be having these conversations anyways.
Yeah, that is how I would. That is how I would talk if it was just me and you.
So,
but yeah, so anyway, with that out of the way.
Yeah. What have you been up to recently? Let's have a quick little recap of our lives. It's so interesting.
I've been ill.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I think I've just... My voice, if for anyone listening, if my voice sounds a bit shot, I don't know what's going on. It's just it keeps croaking every now
you
and
have
then.
A disease.
I do. I think you're the one with the disease. but yeah, I've just been a bit ill, been decorating, finished decorating in my kids' room and getting stuff ready for the newborn and decorating my games room and sorting that out. Got a new telly arriving Tuesday. So
a few more days.
Yeah, and then it's up to ordering the recliner chair.
Yeah.
And then getting in it and playing some Minecraft. now, what have you been up to?
Oh, I just bought a yacht.
Sick.
No, I've just come back from Birmingham where I was at a show.
What show?
It's a great band called Electric Coldboy.
Ooh.
Oh, it was an insane show.
Tell me about it.
Well, the best live band I've ever seen. The energy is unmatched.
I can understand it, but you've said that to me a couple of times about every
I
band.
Always say it. Yeah, every show I go to, I always
but
say
But I feel like every show you go to, it does get better each time.
Yeah, like the While She Sleeps and Brave Tomorrow gig will always be the best. Like... emotional gig for me because those two are my favourite bands.
Yeah,
but Electric Callboy is just the energy. It's just a party the
so
entire
good.
Time. And I wanted to save something for you.
Okay.
So I was in the pit. It was about three quarters of the show done.
Yeah,
and I just went, no, I can't deal with this anymore. It's just too much.
Been there, yeah.
So I decided to crowd surf out, but I didn't. Take into consideration that there's a lot of it's a very diverse crowd
yep
of male and females
absolutely yep
And I forgot that usually where I crowd surf, it's predominantly male shows.
Yeah.
So the females obviously can't handle my weight.
Yeah.
So I fall and land on the back of my head and I black out for a few seconds. So yeah, I get knocked out at a show for a few seconds, wet back up, and then go sit by the bar until the end of the show.
So you just tell me that bit. The way you described it is that you would be let out of the crowd, walked around to the back of the bar, and then just decided to just stay there.
Yeah, I got up and was like, what? Oh yeah, show. I went, yeah, fuck staying in here.
Yeah.
So I decided. So yeah, I got about halfway through the pit, fell down, got knocked out for about a second, got back up.
Yeah.
And decided to crowd surf again.
Wait, that's why I love metal, because they're so, you have no concern for your own health. It's literally so relentless.
So I decided to crowd surf again, and yeah, this time I didn't fall. The security guys dragged me off, and I went around the back and decided enough was enough for me today.
The bar seemed quite quiet. Oh,
I mean, I've got an elbow for where I elbowed someone in the face by accident.
You've got an elbow for where you elbowed someone, yeah?
I meant a bruise.
Yeah. That's a good bruise, to be fair. For anyone who can't see it, if you're listening, that is a good bruise.
It's my first, like, at show accident, which I've been doing it for a year and a half now. I've quite a lot of shows. So this may be my first one. I'll say it's pretty good.
Yep.
Pretty good. But yeah, what an insane show.
Good. I'm very good. You had a good time. I did get sent some videos while you were there. I was very impressed.
Yeah. They're not your type of metal.
No, I like...
Heavier.
I like heavier, yeah. I like Lorna Shore and Within Destruction and Brand of Sacrifice. They're my go-tos. But I do like Electric Callboy. Mm. I like the mixture of like...
Techno
with metal. I think it's a brilliant crossover. Yeah, they are good.
I said, it just felt like a party. Everyone was just dancing and just jumping around. But you get to a lot of metal shows and you get like the people that just stand there with their arms crossed, like,
oh, just bumping head.
Yeah,
yeah.
This time, it's just ridiculous. Like, you didn't have a choice.
Yeah,
you were moving.
Yeah,
the pit was that big. No one had a choice.
I feel like even if you weren't at the pit, you were gonna jump.
Yeah,
you were jumping no matter what.
Yeah, it was insane.
Very good. Anything else interesting happened in the life of Damien?
I live a fucking boring life.
Me too, mate. Me too.
I get home from work and just
play Xbox.
Watch YouTube, play Xbox.
Watch YouTube,
that's literally all I do.
Oh my God. So I was talking to my uncle the other day, I was at a family meal.
Yeah.
And he was telling me about this show that you can find on YouTube. It's called Forged in Fire.
Oh,
these Blacksmith people.
Will it kill?
Yeah. These Blacksmith, and I've been watching clips of it on TikTok.
It's
and
so
they
good.
Just they just fucking, this geezer built this sword and they just went at this like pig. And it just, honest God, this like dead gutted and everything.
Yeah.
But they just went at it.
Yeah.
And it just cut it clean in half. And he just, the geezer holding the sword just turns around and goes, this will kill. I was like, fucking, no shit.
It's so good.
It's such a good show. But yeah, honestly, if anyone hasn't seen that, I can highly recommend it. It's such a good show.
What have I been watching? I've been re-watching Benidorm. Just got bored.
Good show, fair enough. Good show.
It's like a childhood show for me. I grew up on that show.
Yeah, it was on when I was much younger. Yeah, yeah.
I saw Talk To Me the other day.
Yeah?
It just came out on Netflix. It's a very recent movie. Came out a couple of months ago in the cinema.
Talk To Me.
Like a hand. It's like a hand. There's demonic shit.
Oh, I think I've seen an advertisement for it.
Honestly,
yeah.
I can say it was probably one of the worst films I've ever seen. Not like it's not even like... it's bad. It's good to watch.
Yeah.
This was bad and it's just terrible to watch. It is just awful.
Fair enough.
Well, why did they release it?
It's bravery.
No.
You are so deflated by this film.
It is so bad.
I can see
bad.
It in your eyes. It's so deflated.
I could do something better on my iPhone.
Yeah.
It was... No.
No?
No. It shouldn't be on anywhere. The fact it's on Netflix as well. They should have some sort of standards.
See, this is kind of making me want to check it out. I'm not going to lie.
It is awful.
Okay. Right, well, on that downfall, here's a bit of an uprise.
Yeah, we're not getting sponsored by them.
There's no way we get sponsored by them or Netflix.
Yeah.
But if you do want to sponsor us, please, email.
Yeah, please.
So just before we get into the film,
yeah,
I just want to say we're a bit more organised than last time.
Yes.
Now, we don't have JD or whiskey on the rocks.
Again.
But we do have standard can sizes of Corona.
Yeah, so it tastes like piss.
I mean, it's the Fast and Furious beer, isn't it?
It's box standard beer.
Yeah, it's the one special where Dom drinks.
Yeah.
In the family gathering and firmly.
Family.
Firmly. I'm with my firmly. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not the best beer. It could have done me some lime, but I haven't got any.
Yeah, it box standard beer.
Yeah. But we're a bit more organised. We do have an alcoholic beverage with this episode.
Yes.
So we're on topic.
Just about.
So, leading into the topic of the day.
Yep.
I'll let you go for the introduction.
Yep.
What film is today?
Today, we are doing the original Halloween film. It came out in 1978.
Do you know when you said that?
What?
I almost went, ch-ch-ch. It's not Halloween.
Wrong film.
Wrong film. We did that last week. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. As Halloween is coming up in 2 days' time.
Yes.
Doesn't feel like Halloween.
No, it doesn't, to be honest.
This month has just flown by.
It's been a busy month, to be fair.
It has been, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like spooky season anymore.
It doesn't, no.
I kind of feel like the older you get, it kind of...
Everything fades, doesn't it? Like, Christmas doesn't feel festive anymore to me.
Just yeah.
Just another day.
And I'm big with Christmas. Like, I'm big with receiving and giving presents.
Yeah.
I love seeing people's faces when I give them cool shit. And, like, yeah, it just doesn't...
Doesn't hit the same anymore.
I turned 25 this year, and I'm like,
nah,
it's just not the same. No. It might change when my daughter's like 4 or 5. When she, like, seeing her excitement might bring back the excitement for me.
Mm.
But yeah, as like a single man for Christmas and Halloween, it just
it's dead.
Yeah, I feel like Christmas dies when you're 21, and Halloween dies when you're like 13.
Yeah,
because you're like, if you go trick or treating when you're 14, I feel like you just, you know, you're
a bit sad.
Yeah,
get
you look
off.
Like a bit of a nonce.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good descriptive word.
Yeah, I went pumpkin picking last weekend.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, carved it and it's already gone fucking mouldy. That was disappointing. 6 quid for 2 pumpkins.
Yeah.
And they're both rotten within the first like 4 days.
Did you actually carve them?
Yeah.
What did you carve into yours?
Pumpkin fade.
Did you just say pumpkin fade? Did you give it a skin fade? short back and sides, yeah.
Little more one side of the back, yeah.
Flat top.
Yeah, just a bog standard thing. Put a candle in it.
Yeah.
Candle ran out in about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those just shitty teacup ones.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, went back to it a couple of days later. And it's just nearly gone flat.
Oh, fair enough.
So, Halloween for me is basically done. You're right.
That's Halloween over. Yes, alright. I just had a very gassy burp then.
It's
just before we've recorded this, I just went for a gigantic carvery, and it's playing on me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think Corona helps either, to be fair.
Yeah, so, probably not.
So then, hit me with it. Halloween, 1978. I heard that voice very well away.
No, you didn't. So, came out in 78.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it quite old.
Quite, yeah.
I can't think of how many years it is.
So, 88, 98, 2008. So, it's 45?
Yeah.
Yeah.
45. Pretty old.
But what? When we were just... I just want to add in.
Yep.
When we were... Before we started recording this.
Yeah.
I looked on the IMDb.
Mm-hmm.
For the film.
Yeah.
Now, online and everywhere, even on the movie posters, it says it came out in 78.
Yeah.
But it was actually released in January 79.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's when it hit, I think, the theatrical release was.
Oh.
So that's...
Talking of theatrical release...
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen, because mm-hmm. I know you love this film as you were wearing the jumper.
Oh, I am.
I've just seen, apparently, Terrifier 2 is coming back in cinemas November.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, there's a little sneak peek for Terrifier 3 that's going to be a festive film. Terrifier 3 will be based around Christmas.
I have something to show you.
Have you got it?
I mentioned him last episode, my sister's boyfriend, Matthew. He sent me a photo the other day of someone who was at, I believe, I don't know if it was UK based. I can't say if it was UK based or US, but it was a horror convention, and they released, they got kind of like, it's like an advertisement poster for the Terrifier 3.
That's what I saw, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I got sent that, and
Christmas, yeah.
I am over the moon.
That's gonna be my new Christmas film.
I have both Skarsgård's and Curry's Pennywise's tattooed on my leg.
Yeah.
I love Pennywise as a horror clown.
Yeah.
But Art just has to take the cake for me. He is just so brutal.
Yeah.
It's just gory and horrible for being gory and horrible sake.
Yeah, let's be honest, it's not a good film. It's just
It's just gore. Far. Yeah. It's just pure shock factor. And it's just brilliant. It's just brilliant.
Yeah.
But yeah. Where were we?
I can't remember.
Me neither.
This podcast is so good.
Speaking of a clown, actually.
Yeah.
I was meant to go. Nearly knocked the mic off the table. I was meant to go to, For the Love of Horror. I believe last year.
Yeah.
And I was going to go with my dad, and we were going to buy tickets to go meet David Howard Thornton in costume as Art the Clown. He was there in costume doing photos.
I know this story.
And it turns out that the day the convention was my sister's wedding. Now, I requested my sister, who will probably be listening to this, to move the wedding day. But unfortunately, she couldn't. And yeah, I missed out.
It is a lot of money.
I missed out on getting a photo with him and meeting him in as Art.
Yeah.
But you know, it's my sister's wedding. It was a really good day. It was beautiful. It was a really good day. So
yeah.
So I wouldn't have changed it for the world.
You might meet him another time.
I'm hoping he comes back. I'm hoping the time I went that I mentioned last episode where we thought we saw Robert England.
Yeah.
Dave England. Who's Dave England? Jackass.
Yeah.
I've been watching that on YouTube. Robert England, Freddie. Yeah. When we went to that convention, Tony Todd, he plays Candyman, and he's in the Final Destination.
Yeah.
He was meant to be there, and I'd bought tickets to meet him in person and get a photo with him and get him to sign a picture.
Yeah.
I was going to hopefully, because they have like the set out photos on the desk.
Yeah.
I was hoping that he'd have a Candyman one there. And I was going to get him to sign it and take a photo with him, print it, and have them in a frame together. And but then it got cancelled. He got cancelled to come. I think it was a scheduling issue. Nothing like, you know, mean-spirited or...
Yeah,
you know, just one of those things. I think he did put on his Instagram that he would love to do it and come back.
Yeah, just one of those things.
But yeah, so I did get my refund.
Yeah.
And instead I met Michael Kudlitz, Abraham from Walking Dead.
Yeah.
So that was cool. Very cool.
I wanted to go to the Love of Horror last year.
Yeah.
Because Corey Taylor was opening the event with the show.
Yeah.
That's the obviously main reason I wanted to go.
Yeah.
I love Corey Taylor.
I was going to buy tickets to meet him and get a photo with him.
Yeah.
If I went last year as well.
Yeah.
It was going to be him, David Howard Thornton, and I believe there was someone else that was going to be there that I wanted to see. I could tell you a film he's been in, but I can't remember them. But he's one of those actors where, like,
you recognize his face.
You don't really remember the name, but as soon as you see him, you go, "Oh, him, it's that guy." Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
you're meeting Corey Taylor soon, are you not?
Less than 2 weeks. A week on Thursday.
Ooh.
I know.
That is going to be good.
That's me crying.
That's another caption on Instagram. Life equals complete.
Honestly, it'll be life equals non-existent.
Happy to death. But yeah.
Felt cute, might delete later.
They're not thrash, what are they?
What, Corey Taylor?
Yeah, no, Slipknot.
Heavy metal.
They fall under new metal. Yeah, that's it. It's like felt new metal, might heavy later.
What?
Might thrash metal in a bit. might deathcore right now.
Well, it's probably best.
But yeah,
we're 20 minutes into this.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. We tangent ahoy.
Talking about it with one of my family members today, and they were there like, "Yeah, you do want a bit of tangent, don't you?" And I go, Yeah, that's just how you and me are.
We just, that's how we talk.
We talk about one thing, and then within 10 minutes, we're on something the complete opposite.
Literally.
And we don't even realise. We just carry on flowing.
The conversation just goes. That's why my mum listened and said said she loved it. She loved that it just carried on. Yeah. We just talked about just random shit.
We could literally talk ourselves to death.
I think we could. Because I've given myself to about 35. So I reckon I've got 10 years of conversation in with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. So, Halloween night.
I rewatched it literally about 2 hours ago.
Yep.
Because I was, like I said, busy weekend.
Busy weekend.
Didn't get time to watch it last night.
Fresh up. Yep.
I watched it as soon as I got back.
Okay. So, first impressions.
Just a great film.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it is so different to the latest trilogy.
Yeah.
The latest trilogy is, for me, the first film out of the newest trilogy that came out in 2018.
Yep.
It's probably my favourite out of the newest ones.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't feel like there's a storyline behind it anymore. It just feels like, oh, Marco's on a rampage again.
Yeah.
Whereas the first one, I liked how you, every time you saw him, it was a 50-50 whether he was going to kill.
Yeah.
Now it's, as soon as you see him, you're dead.
Yeah.
But back in the original film, it was, at the beginning, he didn't kill anyone apart from his sister. But when we see him after he escapes the asylum, it's that he's just following. He's stalking.
It's the stalking, yeah.
When he's in the car.
Yeah.
Do you know what I didn't notice until I saw on TikTok?
Yeah.
About 2 weeks ago. When he's in the car, Dr. Loomis is standing outside. I think it's a shop where he's just robbed. And I think the sheriff's out there. I think Dr. Loomis is talking to the sheriff. And in the background, you see Michael come out with a car. And if you look closely at Michael, you can see him like, look at the traffic, like, look both ways, and then pull out. I didn't notice it until someone pointed it out. And now it makes me piss myself.
Listen, serial killers have road safety. They're not maniacs.
But the fact, he's been in asylum since he was, when did he kill his sister, like 6 years old? How the fuck does he know how to drive a car?
This is what, yeah.
He just got in and just zoomed off.
This is what's said about like the film where he escapes the asylum, and the, I believe Dr. Loomis and the nurse are in the car.
Yeah.
And he gets on top of the car and then just like drags them out.
Yeah.
And then just all of a sudden pulls off, and I'm like,
yeah.
How do you know how to do that? You've been in an asylum since you were a child.
The thing is, I didn't realise until I watched it earlier. Dr. Loomis, after he escapes, is talking to one of the people who works at the asylum and goes, what was it like? He said, how does he know how to drive? And Dr. Loomis goes, well, someone must have taught him because he was doing pretty well last night.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. It's that sort of, it's Golden Carpenter.
I like Dr. Loomis. I think he's my favourite character, apart from Michael.
He is fun, yeah.
He was very much, Michael has to be inside bars for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
If we can't kill him, he has to be locked away forever.
Yeah.
He cannot be out.
I know the guy, Donald Pleasance, the man who played Dr. Loomis, all the way up until, I want to say,
isn't he dead now?
He is, yeah. Yeah. He died, I believe, shortly before the release of Halloween 4, Curse of Michael Myers.
Oh, is it that long ago?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was recent.
No, it was a long, long time ago. Yeah, he's an actor from you know, back in yonder.
Yeah.
You know, he's been doing
it for
years.
He was quite old in the first film.
But he was fantastic.
Yeah.
He was the best for Dr. Loomis.
He's one of those characters. It's like an Iron Man or a Captain America now. I could only picture
RDJ.
Donald as Dr. Loomis. Like, yeah. I can only imagine Robert Downey Jr.,
RDJ, Iron Man.
Chris Evans,
Captain America. Yeah. You can't see anyone else playing it.
They embody the character so well.
Yeah.
That's all you can imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely 100% agree. Yeah. But yeah, going back to what you said, it's, so you like the 3 trilogy that came out?
I do. And I just want to point something out,
because
I remember one of your family members pointing this out.
Yep.
There is heavy spoilers ahead.
Yes. Oh, yes. This is one thing that our family mentioned.
We We're already into it now.
This
but
is going to be...
From now.
This is going to be a spoiler episode if you haven't watched any of the Halloweens.
I mean, every episode is going to be.
It is. We're going to review the film all the way through, including the ending. But yeah, if you haven't seen any of the Halloweens, if you don't want the spoilers for any of them, because watch we're going to talk first. About number one, we're going to touch on the rest, watch them, please, because they're cult classics. They're so good. The three, the trilogy that came out from 2018 onwards was just fantastic. But if you've never seen them, please watch them. But spoilers are incoming.
Yeah. So yeah, he escapes the asylum.
Yep.
And then he heads back to Haddonfield.
Mm-hmm.
Where he stalks Laurie Strode.
Uh-huh.
Which was, I found pretty cool, was there was the little kid, I think she babysits him. He was at school and he was getting bullied by these three kids. And like they push him over, he falls over, like lands on his pumpkin. And then the little kids run off and then they bump into, like Michael's standing there and they bump into him. And he like holds him and like just shakes him a little bit. And he lets him go.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'll just kill him.
Yeah, no, with our dark yeah, senses. Yeah,
we're very dark.
We have dark humour. We like dark shit.
I don't want children to die, obviously.
No.
But in a film like that, I just kill everyone.
Do you know what I mean? But it's like the 2018 film of the last trilogy.
Yeah.
Am I right in saying there was a little boy being babysat by the guy with glasses? And he plays hide and seek with him. And he's at the top.
That was in the latest film that came out last year.
That was the latest one. Halloween, so it wasn't the 2018 one. That was Halloween Ends.
Yeah, we got the Halloween, which is just called Halloween, which was 2018. And we had Halloween Kills, which came out in 2021.
Yeah.
And then Halloween Ends came out in 2022.
Yeah. So Halloween 2018 was an exact follow-on from, I believe, 2.
Yes, where he's still in the asylum and those two reporters go to him. Trying to do
so
the thing.
You have Halloween 1 and 2.
1 and 2.
And then it's almost as if the rest, which... Some of them are questionable, you know.
Very questionable.
And then it's as if those didn't happen, and then it goes straight to Halloween 2018. Yeah. Right, yeah. But yeah, it's Halloween Ends. Now, I was in the cinema watching this film.
Yeah.
And he plays, the babysitter plays hide and seek, and the kid locks him in the it's like a spiral staircase which goes up three floors. And at the very top floor, there's just one room, and it's like the attic.
Yeah.
And the kid locks him in the attic, and he's booting the door with the kid on the other side. And the parents just walk back into the front door from their party and look forward. And the babysitter boots the door.
Hits the kid.
The kid goes flying over the banister. They look forward and the kid just bounces off the floor.
He
bounced. And I remember like, because I'm a big guy.
Yeah.
Now I'm chilling in the cinema seats.
Yeah.
I'm proper slumped down. I'm relaxing. When that scene hit, when the kid just went bang onto the floor... I shot up and was like, oh my fucking God. As if they've got the rights to kill a child.
It's very ballsy for a modern film.
It's very ballsy. Very. But yeah, but that made the film so much better. Honestly. It was so impactful. So like you've started off with a kid dying.
Yeah.
Now there's no line you cannot cross for the remainder of this film.
Honestly. I found the rest of that film very lackluster. I was not impressed with the last film.
Yep.
Although... It's a Halloween film, so I will hold it to a level of... I like it.
Yeah.
But that's my least favourite out of all of them. It just... I don't know. This whole new trilogy didn't feel right. And I don't know why. Because it's all... Laurie Strode returns. Jamie Lee Curtis returns. John Carpenter returns.
John Carpenter returns, yes.
And it just
fantastic.
Didn't feel right. Something was off about it, and I don't know what it was.
I can see it, yeah. But I
just didn't like how weak they made Michael Myers. I understand that he was getting old and stuff like that, but
we've
seen him take like 18 bullets in all these films.
He's been shot. He's stabbed. The only guy who's lived being shot, stabbed, electrocuted, hit by a car, set on fire, ran over with a lawnmower, like drowned, and he's still walking.
Like, and the
never goes to A&E though, does he?
No.
Never, you know what I mean? Never seen him stitch up a bullet hole.
No.
So
very strange.
You know what I mean?
But then, and then he just goes into a sewer for like 2 years, and then all of a sudden he's this frail old man who loses to this teenager kid.
Yeah. See,
and,
the only
and then
the
they
only...
put him in a grinder. Like, no, that's not Michael Myers.
You see, now I didn't mind him being portrayed as so weak because it gave me the same. It gave me the same feeling as when in Avengers, when Thanos beats up Hulk.
Yeah.
and Hulk won't come out now because he knows there is someone out there who can defeat him.
Yeah.
So I feel like the one thing I did like was him almost feeling like shit.
Yeah.
Not only is he getting old, but he is now becoming beatable.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, I'm not the stalker I once was in 78 where I just watch you and then all of a sudden I'm bursting through the door and I'm coming at you with a knife and there's nothing you can do to stop me. I will just relentlessly keep walking at you.
Yeah.
I did like that. The grinder thing, I'll be honest with you, my first reaction was, thank fuck. You finally done something to completely permanently eliminate this bunny. You know what I mean? They did it. Oh, shoot him. And then go check on Laurie. Like, Loomis shoots him at the end of the first one. Goes, checks on Laurie. And then goes back to the back and he's gone. Yeah. Like, looks like the window's gone. And you're like, fuck, how much shit can this guy take?
Yeah.
Like, he's such a legendary horror icon. But I mean, I'm not taking 18 bullets to the chest, whether I'm a serial killer or not.
There has to be something like... They never actually touch on it, which I like.
Yeah.
But there has to be something like supernatural with him.
Yeah.
Because there is no way you can take all this damage. And first of all, in like the first couple of films, when he does get a shot, it doesn't slow him down one bit.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop him. Nothing. He doesn't look like go ow or anything.
Yeah.
He just carries on the exact same. It doesn't. Yeah. Which I like.
Yeah.
So there has to be something supernatural, in my opinion.
That's where the later films do touch on.
Mm.
Although they get it does get a bit weird. So you have Halloween 1 and 2.
Yeah. Number 3 is the one, it's like not even to do with Michael.
Season of the Witch, in my opinion, apart from the original, second best Halloween film I've seen.
Yeah.
It was everything, down to the creepiness, to the eeriness, to the music, to the fucking theme tune, 3 more days till Halloween, Halloween, you know, the Shamrock Trio. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. I thought it was so good. But yeah, so you have the first two, which follow on from each other. The end of the first one, the original, Loomis shoots him, checks on Laurie, looks out the window, Michael's gone. Then it kind of carries on from her being in hospital where Michael's now relentlessly going on.
Yeah.
And then, spoiler alert, second one, it ends with Loomis and him and Michael in a room in a hospital which has, I believe, oxygen tanks, nitrogen tanks. I believe it has the tanks of the sleep gas to put you to sleep. And he kind of sets the room, Loomis kind of sacrifices himself for Laurie to save Laurie and burns him and Michael.
Yeah.
Brilliant film. Same concept as the first. Kills anyone who gets in his way. Relentlessly just keeps going. Yeah. Absolute classic. And then the third film kind of goes on that he's all of a sudden, like somehow him and Loomis survived.
Yeah.
And he comes back to life and he carries on the hunt for Laurie because he's so obsessed with her. And Loomis has all of a sudden just got, he's only got this
little
minor scar, on his, like burn mark on his cheek. And I'm like, from the scene in number 2, your whole fucking face set alight.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't have survived that. And then, so those three were okay. But then, this is where the supernatural thing comes in. And then there was number 4 and number 5. And it introduces his niece, who, quite ironically, is called Jamie. And so number 4 is the return of Michael Myers, sorry. So sorry, I got that completely wrong. 3 is Season of the Witch.
Yeah.
4 is when the hunt comes in.
Yeah.
And then there's 5, which is the revenge of Michael Myers, and it brings in his niece, Jamie. And I believe at this point, they kind of did the storyline, he had killed Laurie.
Yeah.
And then he had, is everything right?
Yeah, I just had a little notification come up.
Oh, on the laptop, we need to make sure the recording's up today.
Restart.
Oh, it's a Windows update.
Yeah,
it won't do automatically. Sorry about that. and then there was, so he's got a niece, and now I believe the storyline was that he's killed Laurie.
Yeah.
And he wants to erase his entire bloodline.
Yeah.
And then he's got a niece, Jamie. And the whole film is based on him going after her.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he gets killed,
per
se. And Jamie goes up and touches him. And then shit, like Loomis comes in, get away from him, get away from him. And she gets away. And then the film's got a brilliant twist. Big spoiler alert here. So then Jamie is at home with her father and stepmother, I believe. And her stepmother's in the bath.
Yeah.
And all you see from the camera's perspective is her mask. She wears a silver mask covering her eyes with a red clown nose. You see her mask go into the bathroom while her stepmother's in there taking a bath with a knife and stab her stepmom.
Yeah.
And then they can hear screaming, and Dr. Loomis comes to the end bottom of the stairs with a gun and looks up the stairs, and Jamie, his niece, is now there with a knife covered in blood, and he's like screaming, "No, no, no," because he now thinks that she is the new Michael.
Yeah.
And then you have Halloween, the curse of Michael.
Yeah.
And this is where it gets really, really fucking weird. And then you have he doesn't die because a cult is keeping him alive. And they're performing, they have like this ritual which keeps him alive.
Yeah, that ruins it for me.
But it goes like really weird. He has a baby with his niece.
Kinky.
You know what I mean? just they went bare incestual. Like, that's borderline in Rob Zombies. Like, just weird. And like, yeah, he had a baby with his niece and she was trying to look after baby and he was just going and killing it. And then they have these cults in like the hoods and
yeah,
it just got really weird. And it like, you just tell they were trying to come up with any storyline to money grab.
It feels like they just go, well, we need an origin story. Here we go.
Literally, yeah. Yeah. It's just kind of, I was watching them because I watched all 13 back to back, like from 1978 to 2022. And I was just like, what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah.
Like, this is the weirdest thing.
I don't think they know most of the time. They just go, what can we do different in this film? Here we go.
A movie studio just kind of turns around to them and just says,
we need money.
Well, what fucking weird shit can we add to this now?
Yeah.
Just to carry it on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, do you know what? I found out a little bit of trivia.
A little bit of trivia.
How long do you think they had to shoot this film? The original.
The original. 6 months.
20 days.
They had 20 days?
They had 20 days to shoot on a budget of $300,000.
I knew the budget was low because this class is an indie film back in the day, honestly.
And then the film went on to gross $47 million at the US box office. In 2008, takings that would be equivalent of 150, making Halloween one of the... hold on. My phone's just... Uh-oh. There we go. Making Halloween one of the most successful independent films of all time. A bit like Blair Witch. Very low budget. And incredible revenue.
Yeah.
Back from it.
And you say that got the equivalent of being better than Blair Witch?
No, because the budget was six times higher.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Blair Witch, if I remember correctly, was only like 50,000.
That don't surprise me.
Awesome. And it made like 150 million in the cinema.
Yeah.
Imagine doing that. Here's your year's wages. Just make a little film.
Just making a film and your life saving.
Comes in 150 million.
Do you know what I mean? Like, times in that by 150. It's insane.
But I would just like to say, one of my favourite aspects of this film, big shout out to John Carpenter with the music.
Big, big shout out. Horror legend.
To me, music is a very important, just in general in my life.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I like on Spotify, on my like playlist, I have a lot of movie scores on it. So music for me, it dictates how I feel about the film.
Absolutely. Like,
for me, the original Transformers with Shia LaBeouf, the first three.
Yep.
The music in those just it does something in me.
Yep.
I don't know what the word is, but a bit of, not deja vu, but it brings me back to my childhood and it just makes me feel really good.
But look at the films we used to watch when we were children.
Yeah.
Like, my sisters were big into Disney films.
Yeah.
Now, Lion King, big film, my childhood. You don't think of Lion King without thinking of Hakuna Matata.
Exactly,
Or I Just Can't Wait to Be King.
Yeah.
Or Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Yeah. Like, Circle of Life.
Yeah, exactly. Music is so important. So, so important.
And that's what I feel like modern films are lacking.
Oh, big time.
Oh, so in like 10 years' time, I'm going to go re-listen to Stormzy or Billie Eilish.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you can't imagine like them doing a film such as Halloween now.
Yeah.
and Laurie's running away through this park, and Michael's relentlessly walking behind her, and all you can hear is, "You're getting way too big for your boots. You're never too big for the boot." Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. There is some out there.
Mm.
There is some that we're probably missing on. But there's no one like the stature of like Carpenter equivalent to nowadays, man.
No.
Like he orchestrated that, and so like the sounds in that film,
yeah,
are so like, I'm pretty sure there's a bit where Laurie kind of either sees him or thinks she sees him, then turns around,
and,
the music, it just goes like, dum!
I was about to really say, high every time you see Michael, it has the same like really high notes,
yeah,
and it almost sends like a shiver down your spine, like it makes you feel a bit uncomfortable,
yeah,
and the jump scares,
yeah,
it always has really loud, the same three notes that when you see Michael,
absolutely, yeah,
and it just makes you feel a bit like, ooh, a bit uncomfortable.
When I watch a film like that, I jump at those little sound bites as much as I would jump at a new age horror film nowadays. Yeah. Like, I
feel like jump scares nowadays are just, who can be the most extreme? And I feel like it's, I don't think they're good anymore. I don't get jump scared at any modern films anymore.
It's too predictable.
You know, you can feel, you know when it's coming.
You literally feel the tension.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to me, it takes the whole aspect of a jump scare away. You're meant to be like, ooh, you know, you're meant to be scared.
Yeah.
That's the whole part of it.
You're meant to jump.
But now you know, all right, oh, the camera angle, here we go. It's going to show the door, it's going to be there, and then, you know, bang, there you go.
Bang, there's a jump scare,
Back in the 70s and 80s, it was bang, just there, and you go, oof.
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't expecting that.
It was the twist when you, the sound bite, loud, sharp sound when you see the serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
And then their jump scares, like, I've seen a lot of 70s and 80s horror films. It's always the window smash.
Yeah.
Whether it be a car window, a house window or something. It's always that.
That happened in the first Halloween.
Yeah. And you're just fuck.
I think it was when Dr. Loomis and the sheriff are in Michael's house.
His family house, yeah.
And they're standing at the window. They see his, like, boot marks. And they go, he was here. And then all of a sudden, someone just swings and hits the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And that got you, because you just don't expect it.
You really don't.
Because you know he's chasing Laurie right now, so you know he's not at that house.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, that just hits. You go, fuck.
Yeah, absolutely.
But those kills.
Now, this is what I wanted to ask you. So just
it's cheap, and it's 70s, so they're not good.
Yeah. You're not going to get your gore and your guts hanging out. And you know.
But that one kill where he, I think he's strangling the guy up against the cupboard. He like lifts him up and then stabs him, but the knife holds him in the cupboard, so he's like floating on like 6 inches off the floor.
That's almost a staple
in the cupboard.
It's almost a staple of Michael Myers.
That is the best kill I've seen.
Yeah,
in any of the Halloweens.
100%. So would that be? That's the question I wanted to ask you. What is your favorite kill from the original Halloween? Would that be your favorite?
Yeah, that one.
Okay. I like it. I really like it.
It's just the most iconic, I think, out of all of them.
I think...
Because he just... Once he kills him and stabs... Obviously stabs him, he's just chilling on the cupboard door.
Yeah.
And he's, Michael, he just stands there, staring at him. And he just, like, slowly tilts his head, just staring at him. And it just...
Yeah.
I know, just something really twisted about it. You just go...
He's watching
Michael
his kill die.
Is not human. Like... Obviously, we've just said he's supernatural.
He's not, but the Halloween.
It's just the way he takes so much pleasure out of watching him do that. Absolutely.
It's like the quote.
It's really good directory.
Oh, absolutely. I think my favourite kill would be Laurie's friend when she was across the house babysitting in the car.
Yeah.
Because I can't handle in horror films. Now, not a lot scares me with horror films. Mm-hmm. Jump scares don't really get me or anything.
Yeah.
But if something's running at you, or if you're in a tight enclosed space, like a four-seater car, doors locked, there's like you have to fight for your life, and that scares the living shit out of me.
I tried to like picture myself in that situation, and I can't picture anything of where I come out alive. Because if they're behind you on the seat, the probability that you're surviving is near enough zero.
Yeah.
Like, there is just no way you can survive, I don't think.
Absolutely.
Because I mean, if they've got like some like a rope or something, they could just come up behind you, and then they could just lean back, and you can't touch them, but they're still strangling you. This is going to sound very unhinged, but it's just the best way to kill someone because
it is.
You can't get damaged as if I'm the perspective of the killer.
It
and
is.
You're in the front seat. There's nothing you can do if I'm like I say leaning back.
So what
can you do to me?
My head and neck's wrenched against the seat.
Exactly. You can't do anything.
I haven't got the strength in my legs while I'm fighting for my life to kick out the windscreen.
Yeah.
Honk the horn. Try and unlock the door.
Even if you kick out the windscreen. Your head's still trapped against the car. Where am I going to go?
Yeah, I'm just going to die in an uncomfortable position.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the windscreen's thrashed.
Yeah. Honestly. But I like that description you said of he's not human.
Yeah.
I've got a quote from Dr. Loomis from the film here that says, his eyes will deceive you. They will destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
They will take from... I don't think they wrote this right because it says, they will take from you your innocence.
They take from you your innocence, yeah.
Read that wrong because I'm a bit stupid. Your pride, and eventually your soul. These eyes do not see what you and I see. Behind these eyes, one finds only blackness, the absence of light.
Yeah.
That is so good. And I think what I love about him saying he has the devil's eyes, mm-hmm. the blackest eyes, is because Michael is a human.
Yeah.
So he has... eyeballs,
yeah.
But when that mask's on, you can't see them. It, no. It's just,
and that's what I like.
It's just a pit of darkness,
yeah.
Where there's just and there's no emotion,
yeah.
And I think, like personally, his mask. Do you know his mask?
Mm-hmm.
I believe I'm right with this. His mask in the original film was a Captain Kirk mask from Star Trek, painted white.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they just painted a Captain Kirk mask.
Because it changed, like, if I remember correctly, I remember seeing, like, loads of pictures put together of the original... it had all of the masks from all of the 13 films.
Yep.
And it almost... the design changes almost every time.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from the last three ones, where obviously the amount of damage he takes...
It just slowly withers,
it
yeah.
It just slowly...
Yeah, I've known.
Decomposes.
From, like, 1, 2, 4, 5, 6...
there's one of them that's really bad.
I want to say H2O.
Yeah.
And Resurrection. His mask just gets cleaner every time.
Yeah.
It's almost like he goes to a shop and just buys a new one.
Why not? Not?
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
It's like, I need it by 8 o'clock tonight.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So.
Do you notice how we've just completely disregarded Rob Zombie's Halloween?
I was just going to ask you this. So before we go on to... the complete and utter disrespect that was a cinematic of Rob Zombie's Halloween. What would you give? Would you recommend watching Halloween, the original?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
What rating would you give out of 10 then?
Ooh.
And this takes in everything. Cinematography, the way shots are filmed.
10.
Really?
10 out of 10.
I love that. I love that.
It's my favourite horror film. It's for me... the most iconic horror film.
Yep.
Just in my opinion, it does everything right.
Yep.
Just like I said, it's got the iconic of, it was the 70s.
Yep. Classic.
It's a classic, you know.
I completely agree, but I would just drop it down to a 9.5, only for the reason being my own personal taste. Yep. I just like a bit more blood splatter.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But other than that, if it had just a bit more blood, 10. Yeah. Absolute 10.
I think it's one of the only original... I mean, the original films out of any series that were always the best.
Absolutely.
But this... I don't know, it just takes it to a whole new level.
Yeah.
Like, Friday the 13th, the original was decent.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. But it just... I don't know. That first Halloween, it just... Every time, it's one of those films you go, oh, okay, yeah, we'll watch that.
Yeah.
You know, every time you see it, you go, yeah.
Yeah.
To me, it has a lot of rewatch ability.
Yeah, absolutely.
I could watch it one weekend, go back to it the next weekend, and watch it again.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. I'm completely inclined to agree with you, bro. It's such a good film. I'd happily rewatch the originals.
Saying that, the second Rob Zombie film, I thought was a good film.
Ugh.
But it wasn't a good Halloween film, if that makes sense.
It was just a piece of cinema dog shit.
I didn't understand it to begin with.
Like
the white horse so, thing, like what are you trying to do?
So, right, I am moving my seat for this because I am passionate about these films, right? Now, the first one, okay?
Yeah.
I would give it a rating of maybe a 6 or a 7, okay? Because they explain Michael's origin a little bit more when he was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he, like, kills animals. He was bullied. He absolutely cakes his bully to death.
Yeah.
When he was a kid. And then his mum's with this, like, disrespectful asshole who doesn't do anything, just lounges around the house, collects his disability benefits. Yeah. And so he kills his mum's boyfriend, kills his sister, and then doesn't kill his little sister. When his mum arrives back, his mum's a stripper.
Yeah.
Which, of course his mum's a stripper because it's a fucking Rob Zombie film because strippers have to be in it. He doesn't kill his little sister, Judith.
Yep.
I believe it was Judith. And his mum comes back from the strip club when she finishes her shift.
Yeah.
And he's sat on the porch covered in blood with his sister.
Mm-hmm.
And... Oh no, I might be wrong here though. I don't know what. No, Judith Myers. Was that his sister in the original?
Judith.
Yeah, it was. Yes. That's his sister in the original. Yeah. I'm getting mixed up. Sorry. So, it's the girl who plays Laurie in his ones. Okay. So he sat there. My mistake. Sorry, Mum. It wasn't factual. So he sat there with his little sister on the porch, and his mum comes in, sees him dead. And then he gets taken to an asylum, and you kind of see Loomis working with him. I hated Loomis in these films. Not the actor, just the way his character was portrayed. And then he kind of goes mental, so he wants to go home, realises he's not going home, has an obsession with making masks.
Yeah.
And then it kind of jumps forward, and he's a very fucking large man in this asylum. And... The one fucking bit I didn't like out the first one, there is just such an unnecessary rape scene. Yeah. It just really, really fucked me off.
Yeah.
Like, there's this new female inmate, and there's these two redneck night security.
Yeah.
And they take this girl into Michael's cell.
Yeah.
And they're, like, calling him the F word, but not fuck.
Yeah.
The homophobic F word.
The homophobic slur.
Yeah. And they're raping this girl.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm just like, what? Why?
Yeah.
Why couldn't they just? Why couldn't this one security guard or this one security guard and his cousin just go into him and start antagonizing him and then he kills him?
Yeah.
It was just such an unnecessary thing to add in the scene. This is what I don't like about Rob Zombie. He's just shock factor.
Yeah.
Like there was no need for this.
Yeah.
And then he kills him, escapes, and then Laurie's this sweet little girl who's good grades and everything, and then it's the same as the first one. It's the hunt, it's the chase, it's the killing who gets in his way, and he doesn't eventually get her, which leads to the second film, which I just, you know how passionate I am about these. It was just bullshit. There was just nothing good about it.
I enjoyed the first 20 minutes.
So why does Michael now look like a fucking
hobo,
a sweaty hobo?
Is hobo a bit of a slur nowadays? I don't know.
He just looks stupid. He doesn't look like Michael in the overalls and the white mask and like soulless eyes and everything. He gives him a bit of like personality. He gives him personality, and he's always got his hood up.
Mm-hmm.
And then Laurie has turned, because of the traumatic experience she went through with Michael in the first film killing her adoptive parents, she turns into this like
little punk rebel
emo. Anarchy grebo that like works in a record store and listens to rock music, and she's like, I don't give a fuck because I've been through trauma. She in the second film, Laurie in the second film, and Michael in the second film looks like who I would think listens to Rob Zombie music. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was just, and then it was his mum and his mum's spirit saying, no, we need Laurie to join us.
Yeah.
Like, she needs to be dead too. So that's the hunt. And it's not like, it's not like he just doesn't want... In the original films, he doesn't want his family alive. He just wants his lineage dead because he's a fucking mental case.
Yeah.
In this one, she's coming down in a white dress with a white horse and she's saying, oh, should you go and kill her? And you're just like, fucking, it was just such dog shit. It was just like, and it's not the fucking only shit films he's done.
Yeah.
Like, just stick to music, mate, yeah? Keep your dreadlocks banging on a fucking stage. Leave being a director.
Yeah.
No offence, mate. Do you know what? I'd love to have him on the podcast, and I'd tell him to his face. I'd say, I just think you're rubbish at films. Because there's certain films I like of him.
Yeah.
You know?
I thought House of a Thousand Corpses was quite good.
House of a Thousand Corpses, yeah. Do you know what? Yeah, no, I'll back that. 100%. I quite enjoyed that one. But he's done some that I'm just a bit like, eh.
Yeah.
Like,
they're bog standard.
They're
average.
I don't want to be too judgmental. Simple concept. I'd say simple concept.
Yeah.
But like, I do like House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yeah.
I enjoyed.
Yeah.
Devil's Rejects, I enjoyed. Mm-hmm. Free from Hell, I accepted.
Yeah. It's there.
The Lords of Salem. Yeah, okay, it's good. Mm. It's good, but I don't know whether I'm being too harsh on these films because I'm not a fan of Rob Zombie because of what he did to those two Halloween films.
I'm quite upset. I feel like that has kind of destroyed anyone else's chance of doing a different...
Yeah.
What's the word? Timeline of Halloween.
Yeah.
So I feel like everyone's just going to think, oh, here we go. Here's another Rob Zombie esque film, which I've said to you before, I would love to become a film director and I would love to do my own Halloween series, because I feel like I would,
but I feel like you've got a lot
better job,
you know what I mean, you've got enough sense about you to do it at least moderately
and you know how much I love the first film.
Exactly. You've got a sense about you that you would get it right, but like Rob Zombie did these two films.
Yeah.
And then Halloween wasn't touched for 9 years.
Yeah.
And then
they come back.
The second one came out in 2009, I believe.
Yeah.
And then they didn't touch one until 2018. And they had to bring Carpenter back.
Yeah.
To rectify it because he had just murdered the series.
Yeah.
I don't mean to go on a rant for anyone listening, but I just cannot explain to you how much I fucking hate those films.
Yeah.
I just hate them.
Yeah.
The first one was watchable, but I still don't like it.
Yeah.
And the second one was just, I think I'd put it in my top three worst films I've ever seen. Like, honestly. And I've seen The Fly. Do you know what I mean? Like, but yeah, I didn't mean to go on a rant then, but yeah.
Ah, it's all
good. Yeah.
That's what we do.
Not a massive fan of him, should I say.
But yeah, well, that's basically Halloween rounded up, really, isn't it?
To be honest, yeah. There's only so much we can really touch on.
I think without going... too much into the other films, which I would like to do.
Yeah. I believe we should do in depth
on each,
because you've only seen the original.
I've only seen the original.
So I would like to go through to all the way up until the new trilogy.
And I've seen obviously the new trilogy as well. Obviously.
Yeah. If you wanted to rewatch the new trilogy, I'd be up for it.
Yeah.
But I'd like to go through the films with you and then proper dive deep into our opinions deeply into each film.
Yeah. So at the beginning of the pod, we hinted. Well, we didn't hint, we just said.
But yeah.
It's Halloween in a few days.
It is.
I'm going to ask you a question here.
Oh, okay.
If you had to pick one Halloween film to watch, I don't mean Halloween franchise, I mean just the holiday Halloween.
Oh, so one film to watch around Halloween.
Around Halloween, what one would it be?
Oh, see, this is a good question.
And that's... in your little imaginary world, that is the staple then of Halloween. Like, no, you know, you think of Halloween, you think pumpkins, you think candy corn.
Mm-hmm.
Is it candy corn? The little triangle.
Yeah, little I believe it's. I don't know what we call it, but I believe that's what the Americans call it.
And you think it's just spooky, you think of trick or treating. But in your world, this one film is what everyone thinks.
So this one film I want everyone to watch around Halloween.
Yeah. In your world, this is what the Halloween, the holiday is based on.
See, funnily enough, it's not a film that has anything to do with the holiday Halloween. It's actually to do with Christmas. It's called Black Christmas.
I've not seen it.
Oh my god. So Sorority House.
Yeah.
I believe it's 80s.
Yeah.
Sorority House.
Don't spoil too much for me.
Sorority House, guy breaks in, does weird things, kills some people in ways. It's mainly the phone calls. He keeps from the attic ringing the phone downstairs, and like he, oh my god, like he's crying as if he's a baby, and then he's like shouting at the baby as another personality. Like he's, but you don't see him, you never see what he looks like. And oh my god, we'll have to watch it and do an in-depth episode, because it hands down, Black Christmas is, I heard of it, I'd never heard of it before, and I heard of it on the Evolution Horror Podcast.
Yeah.
And wow. I was like, I have to watch this. It sounds so good, because he put sound bites in the film, and I was like that sounds unhinged.
Yeah, yeah.
And I watched it, and it was just fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic. Yeah. So I'd say that, to be honest with you. If I couldn't do that one because it's Christmas based, I've got to go simple. I've got to go Texas Chainsaw Massacre, man.
Mm-hmm.
The original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Yeah. That's the epitome of like psychopathic, insane fear.
Yeah, that's a good one, because to me, it's, out of all like, the slasher films, it's probably the most believable.
Yeah.
I can imagine someone just going mental with a chainsaw.
Yeah, and you know, it's not even Leatherface in that film who scared me the most.
No.
The person that scared me the most is the hitchhiker they pick up who starts cutting himself, and he's got that really shocking mustache.
Yeah.
Now, my mustache don't grow in the middle of my mouth. On my top lip, it doesn't grow in the middle. His was shit. His was, I would have been fearful to pick it up.
Yeah.
Pick him up with that fucking star shit. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, that's...
Yeah.
What a film.
I don't even know. I think I'd have to go... It'd either have to be the original Halloween.
It's such a good shout. It's honestly such a good shout.
I don't even know what else could compete with it, to be honest.
I mean, even around the time, you kind
see,
of...
Are we going, like, just... I don't know, like, are we basing these... I know why I asked the question, but I want your opinion. Are we basing this on scarability, or just for the actual holiday of Halloween? Like, the festivity of it. Are we going on that sort of energy on the film?
If we were going on the holiday of Halloween...
Yeah.
I would stick with TCM. Mm-hmm. But if we go in for scarability, I would resort back to Black Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, for mine, the festivity side of it, I think I'd have to go Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
But the scarability, Insidious 3.
Great film.
Now, the Insidiouses are, in my opinion, probably the most consistently good horror franchises out there. But number 3, it still scares me to this day. There's just something about that breathing in that mask. You can hear all the fluid in his throat. It just scares me.
Yeah, it's horrendous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in the beginning of the sort of first little bit of the film, you just see him like far away, and you see his shadow, and he's just waving at the girl as she gets hit by a car.
Yeah.
That terrifies me.
Yeah.
But the other thing to this is I absolutely adore.
Great films.
But fantastic just films. Number 3, because it's got nothing really to do with the original timeline.
Yeah.
It just scares me. 100%. Can we just say, though, Patrick Wilson might be my favourite horror actor of all time.
He plays a husband, doesn't he, with a couple?
He plays the husband of, in Insidious, and he also plays Ed Warren in The Conjuring.
That's it, yes. Yes.
I just think he's fantastic.
He is. He honestly is. Big ups. Big ups.
Definitely. I would love him on the pod.
Oh my god.
If there's
god.
One actor I would die for on the pod, it'll be him.
I would wet myself. Just to ask him everything I could about every honestly, film he's ever done.
He does everything I would do. Like, he was at a Corey Taylor show about a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
He's made a song with Ghost.
Yeah.
Like,
he's done it now. He's doing side quests.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
He's completed.
He's just doing miscellaneous missions at this point.
He's gone back and just redone those fucking random missions.
Literally, yeah. Literally.
You know when you finish GTA?
Yeah.
Do the main story. You go.
You do the strangers and freaks.
And you go around. And
you do everything. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He literally is just doing the side quest. So. So we're running on hour and 5 minutes now.
Yeah.
But I feel like as we missed a week.
Yeah.
I'd like to do a little, because you're quite the newbie, as you've said,
yeah,
for horror. So I kind of want to test your horror trivia of what you know so far. So I found a horror quiz.
Oh no!
And it's multiple choice.
Good. I'm excited.
It's multiple choice. So I thought I'd do this just because we missed a week.
Yeah.
I figured we'd go a little bit over with this episode and do something that I can do with you, like this quiz.
Yeah.
And for anyone listening, can also play along.
Yeah.
I've only based I've placed the quiz around just horror, based on this is the only episode, the last episode, that we're going to just be horror.
Yeah.
Because obviously, October is ending. So yeah, for anyone who is anyone who's listening and plays along, let us know your score on Insta, TikTok, or email,
wherever. Yeah.
I'll give a shout out.
We'll shout all of that.
I'll give a shout out to the socials at the end. But yeah, so question one: which horror movie was shot entirely with a handheld camera, like a documentary?
Blair Witch.
Psycho, Saw, A Quiet Place, or Blair Witch?
Blair Witch.
Blair Witch. Okay, cool. Yeah, correct.
Not seen it, but I know. I know.
Absolutely. The quote, "Here's Johnny," is from which classic horror film? The Shining. Good man. I'm loving this so far.
I'm doing better than I thought already.
You're going to get this one right. Which horror author has the most adaptations made from his best-selling books? Absolutely. Stephen King.
The GOAT.
I want to just do an episode based on his
shit. He is the GOAT.
Absolutely. Which classic horror movie was the first to depict someone being stabbed to death in a shower?
Psycho.
Oh, he knows his stuff. I don't even have to read out the multiple choice at this point. Oh, right.
Can I just say, I've not seen any of these films, but they're just that iconic. You just know.
Yeah, absolutely. So, this is question five.
Yeah.
So, just going forwards, I'm going to read out the multiple choice just for anyone listening.
Okay, yeah.
Because I feel like it says it gets harder.
Okay.
So, anyone who's a horror fan knows those answers, 100%.
I apologise, because I did kind of just...
He's getting excited, I can see it in his face. I wish everyone listening could see his face, because he's getting so excited. Which is the highest grossing horror movie ever? The Exorcist, Scream, Annabelle, or It Chapter 1?
Ooh, I don't think Scream was that big. In the 90s, I think it was. But I think...
It was, yeah. It did rejuvenate.
I think it has to be either It Chapter 1 or it has to be Annabelle. And I'm going to go It.
Correct.
Yeah. Because that film, when I was in school, that film blew up. Like, everyone was like, have you seen It yet?
Yeah.
Like, everyone was talking about
it. Yeah. That, it was them redoing the films into the two parts that made me get the tattoo on my leg of Curry's and Skarsgård. Right.
Skarsgård was so good as Pennywise.
Which 1990s scary film features a serial killer fisherman seeking revenge against four teenagers? Now, I know this film. This is a fantastic film. I doubt you've seen this.
The Mist.
I doubt you've seen this. So the options are Scream,
yeah.
The Haunting, Friday the 13th,
yeah.
Or I Know What You Did Last Summer.
The Haunting.
Wrong. It's I Know What You Did Last Summer. We need to watch that. It's so good. Have you seen Scary Movie?
I've seen the first two.
The first, so you know the first one. You know when they hit that guy and she gets out and goes, "Oh my God, we hit a boot!" Yeah. Like that scene. That's a piss take of What You Did Last Summer. Right. You've got to know this one. What horror movie is famous for the line, "Do you like scary movies?" The Sixth Sense, A Quiet Place, The Ring, or Scream?
Scream. He's 100%. On
the phone. 100%. Oh. Do you like scary movies? Hi, Cindy. How many people associated with the making of The Exorcist died before the movie released? 3, 8, 9, or 12?
3.
Wrong, it was 9.
Oh?
9 people associated with the making of the film died before it came out.
Surely they should have known at that point.
After the third, I think I'd go, right, let's just keep this to a minimum. We don't need catering.
When it gets to like the sixth, you go, hey, right, what's going on?
Bit ropey, to be fair.
do you reckon like when they got to like the seventh or eighth person, they go, right, everyone's just shitting themselves now because who's going to be next?
Yeah.
That is actually quite creepy.
That's fucked, isn't it? Yeah. It's so bad. So, this question I don't even know the answer to because this is on my list to watch.
Yeah.
So, in the horror movie Get Out, how does Chris avoid being hypnotized? He puts cotton in his ears. He closes his eyes. He wears a blindfold. He screams.
Closes his eyes.
Oh, incorrect. The answer is he put cotton in his ears.
Yeah, but I thought hypnotized was you're looking at it and he's like,
You would have thought so, yeah, wouldn't you? Which famous actress made her big screen debut, I know the answer to this one, in the 1993 horror film Leprechaun? Was it Uma Thurman, Glenn Close, Alicia Silverstone, or Jennifer Aniston?
Uma Thurman? Thurman.
Is that who you're going with?
I've never heard any of them apart from Jennifer Aniston.
Uma Thurman?
I've heard of her.
Kill Bill?
Yeah.
Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
We'll have to do an episode on Quentin Tarantino. He's my favourite director ever. So you got Uma, yeah?
Yeah.
Incorrect. It was Jennifer Aniston. What? Do you know who played the leprechaun?
Who?
Warwick Davis. Yeah.
That's a very fitting
The man
part.
Who also played the Ewok played the leprechaun. Yeah.
Talking about Ewok, just quickly.
Mm-hmm.
There was someone dressed up as an Ewok last night in the mosh pit.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
He had the mask on with like the little light up eyes and everything. It was great.
That's phenomenal. That's brilliant. That's so good. Right. Which Japanese horror movie, which Japanese horror movie inspired its blockbuster Hollywood counterpart, The Ring? Ringu, Tokyo Ghoul, Kwaiden, or Ju-on?
The first one, I can't remember what you said.
Ringu?
It's got to be Ringu.
It's just Pingu with a R in it.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, but I say The Ring. Ringu.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
So you got, in that 7 out of 11, correct.
That's much better than I thought.
The description for it is super fan.
Eh?
Yeah, you got super fan.
I thought most of it was just general knowledge. If you associate yourselves with films, I feel like you know a lot of those films just from clips.
100%, yeah. Yeah, like I'm
90% sure most people have seen the little scene where he's chopping down the door and he's, here's Johnny. It's just so meme-worthy, isn't it?
It is, absolutely, yeah. So I've heard rumours online, never been factually checked and agreed with by Stephen King, I don't believe, or at least I haven't found it where he said this, but apparently people say online that The Shining is actually Stephen King's least favourite film adaptation from one of his books. Yeah, apparently so. I don't know whether he's came out and said this, but I've seen other people say it online.
Yeah.
And say that, yeah, he didn't actually like The Shining.
I struggle with Stephen King's films because the books are fantastic.
Yeah.
I've read of quite a few of them.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of the time the films don't do it justice. Like Pet Sematary, I think, is an absolutely awful film compared to the book.
Oh, my sister who listens to this is going to kill you.
I thought the book was 10 times better.
Oh, all of his books are 10 times better. Have you ever heard about what happened when he wrote the It book?
No.
Apparently, again, he's never come out and said this, but rumour has it that he locked himself in a room and did a shitload of cocaine and just wrote a book.
That.
Because I want to say, in the book adaptation, Georgie's brother.
Yeah.
I can't remember the character's name.
Mikey? No.
No, it's not Mikey. Mikey is one of the characters.
Oh, I think Mikey was played by Finn Wolfhard.
Yes, he was. Great actor. Yeah. Oh my God. I can't wait for some things. Why do you hate him?
I don't know. He just pisses me off. I don't know why. He just... Oh.
So in the remakes, it's Bill.
Bill.
But I believe in the original book adaptation... I can't remember if that's his name in the book, mm-hmm. if Bill's his name in the book, but we'll go with Bill based on the remakes. But Bill's actually shown how to defeat Pennywise, because obviously he's this light organism space alien thing.
Yeah,
he's shown how to defeat him by basically a floating space turtle that carries that is the keeper of the universe.
Yeah,
and they paid homage in either the chapter one or chapter two of the remakes.
Mm-hmm.
I think in an attic, there's a statue. Or a figurine or something of the sort of the turtle. But yeah, that was like the original how he found out to had to defeat him, and I'm just like, that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Like, you must have been on some shit. Do you know what I mean? And in the original book, all the kids have an orgy.
They do, don't they?
Yeah. They all run a train basically on the girl.
Why did they leave that out of the film?
Pretty disappointing, to be fair, yeah, isn't it?
I'm very disappointed now.
I would have got thrown out of cinema. That's a joke, by the way. For anyone listening,
no, it isn't.
That's a joke.
Yeah, for really. Legal reasons.
Yeah, for legal reasons, that was a fucking joke.
We are talking about children here.
Yes. It's just what Stephen King wrote in the book, not what I wanted to watch.
We didn't.
I'm digging my own grave.
You're trying to dig yourself out, but it's just not working.
Oh, no, I tried to add a bit of banter to the podcast, and I just look like a fucking nonce. Oh, my God.
Well, our next right. pod will be just me.
Yeah, yes, I'll be in prison. Oh, but
anything
right, yeah.
Else you can add?
Oh, fucking, if you haven't watched Halloween, what are you doing? Do you know what I mean? What are you doing? Get on it. It's great. Great classic
Can I just
films.
Say, I was talking to my dad because he listens to the podcast.
Mm-hmm. And Big up, Lee, if you listen.
And I said to him, I went, so do you actually know what we're on about? And he goes, no idea.
See, I don't expect people, a lot of people to look. We watch the weirdest fucking yeah. films. I don't like, we're going to talk about films that people probably haven't seen.
Yeah.
Like that one we watched on Amazon Prime that I can't even remember the name of, but it's about some non-English.
Martyrs.
No, the other one. The non-English speaking girl whose sister gets like.
Oh, swamp fever.
Shot. With a shotgun, and then yeah. she like hunts them down in a jungle, and she can't speak English, and her little brother's deaf. Like, it was just a really fucking weird
it was
film.
So,
but I was,
oh no,
but it's good though. I've seen like Larmageddon and Killer Sofa, which is Killer Sofa is literally about a lazy boy.
Do you know one series
that
we have to
kills
do?
A woman's boyfriend?
One franchise we have to do mm-hmm. that I absolutely love because they're so
I know what you're gonna
shit.
Say. I know what you're gonna say already. I know, I'm going to tell you what you're going to say. You're going to say Sharknado.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sharknado 100%. Might be the greatest franchise ever.
It's so shit.
They
it's good.
Awful.
They're so bad. They
but
are so bad.
It's just, I don't know. It's just fucking hilarious.
Yeah. That's a whole episode
literally.
Based on like... Fucking how many are they on now? 7? 8?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to do a whole episode based on those films because I will happily sit there and watch all of them.
Yeah. Honestly.
Even the one where he saves the Queen in Buckingham Palace. I'll watch it. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Oh, yeah. 100%, man.
Do we have a little teaser for what's next week or are we going to leave that as a surprise?
I think for next week, now that we can keep it on the weekly.
Yeah.
Now that we've got a bit of a proper setup, I think we keep it as a surprise for next week.
Yeah.
And then we kind of, as of next week, I think we have an order
yeah.
involved in what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And what we're going to watch and talk about, even though we've gone tangents anyway.
Literally, we spent half this episode just talking about random stuff.
Yeah.
But fuck it, that's why you tune in.
Exactly, that's why you tune in, just to listen to us chat shit. And I hope you enjoy it. But yeah, so...
Yeah.
That'll be it for this episode. We hope you enjoyed listening.
Yeah.
We
our
tried
drinks are
best.
Empty.
Yes, they actually are. I had two, and they're gone.
And yours better be as well.
Oh, there is a bit left in
there's
that.
There's a bit left. Yeah, get it down, yeah.
Officially gone, that's two in. I'm
and
pissed.
If you're listening at home with a drink, fucking get it down, yeah.
Yeah, get it down. Finish it before it ends.
Yeah.
But yeah, right. I'll...
Socials.
Socials.
I can't do it because my phone's playing up.
Yes, I have preemptively opened all the socials.
You're so professional.
Yeah.
It's the most professional part about all of this.
Literally. So if you enjoyed the podcast, want to give us some constructive criticism, reviews, suggestions for films to watch, suggestions for things to talk about that are film, metal or wrestling related, then please do. It'll go on.
Oh. I keep forgetting that we do other stuff.
Oh my god, we do other stuff. What are we doing tomorrow on Monday the 30th of October, Damon?
We are going to SmackDown Live.
Exactly. WWE Live event, the first one since I was about 10.
I did one at the beginning of the year. Well, not beginning, it's about April.
You did. You sent me a video of Cody Rhodes'
yes.
entrance when they did. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was yeah. I cannot wait, man. I cannot wait.
And probably I would say right now our biggest favorite is meant to be there.
Oh,
with everybody saying
LA Knight. Yeah. Oh, I cannot wait to see him. I know my missus just heard us do that and she is clutching at the fucking yeah. wallpaper.
Honestly, it seems like every female part of our family hates when we do that.
They just hate the yeah. But I don't get it.
You, me and my little brother are constantly doing it.
Do you know what I mean? I think we're going to piss even LA Knight fans off tomorrow because we're just going to be stood in the line going, yeah. So who's in WWE? Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
We'll be sat in seats. No one's coming out and we'll just go, yeah.
Yeah. 100%. I cannot wait. We will, the next episode, you will hear we'll us talk about it. Yeah. Yeah, and had our experience because we're doing a few, because it's in Nottingham.
Yep.
Well, I should probably pronounce it properly for our non-English listeners. Nottingham.
Nottingham.
Because I have a problem for going Nottingham.
Nottingham.
Nott. Grottingham. I love that nickname for that place.
It is a shit hole.
I think it's beautiful. Big up our fans in Nottingham. No, it's uni vibes, isn't it? It's a student vibes.
It's a student vibe.
Yeah, you go out in Nottingham for a cheap shag.
Yeah.
But big ups to Nottingham. It's
best kebab ever had was from there.
Oh my god! When we went
big
to
up Amigos.
Big up Amigos when we went to see we went to see Gojira at the Motor Point Arena yeah. with Alien Weaponry Sporting, great band by the way. And we had that kebab and we both sat in the hotel room like pissed as arseholes.
Yeah.
And it was the best thing I've ever eaten in my life.
Yeah.
It was so good. But yeah.
Yeah, metal wise, I just want to shout out a few albums.
Oh, absolutely.
We've got one album that's coming out. This Friday.
Yep.
5 days time. No. How many days are in a week? 7. Yeah, 5 days time.
As if you asked that.
We got a new Spirit Box EP, which I'm
over
the moon about because I love me some Spirit Box.
Mm-hmm.
Feel what are the albums? Of the money. Yeah. The new single, Cellar Door, might be the heaviest non-death metal song I've ever heard in my life.
Yep.
An album that came out a few years ago that I've been listening to a lot recently is called Welcome to Horrorwood by Ice Nine Kills.
Yeah.
And Ice Nine Kills are a very awesome band, first of all, just great music, but yep. I don't know if you know anything about them.
I've listened to a handful.
They basically take horror films and they make a song about them.
Yep.
And they're based, obviously, like the song.
I believe my sister and her boyfriend have showed me a few. Yeah.
Yeah, they were a great band. I saw them at Download. Just great.
Yeah.
Very horror based. And I have to shout out probably as I got it signed yesterday by the band.
Oh, you did. You did.
I have to shout out Techno by Electric Convoy. It is probably one of those albums that you just can't skip any songs. Because
mm-hmm.
they are all just so good and they all deserve to be played. Yep. Like you know, there's albums that you get where they release a few singles before the album gets released.
Yeah.
And you think, okay, they're good. And then you hear the rest of the album and they go, well, that song was much better than the singles they released.
Yeah.
This song is every song could have been a single
mm-hmm.
that hyped up the album because they're all so good.
They are good. I do love them.
Everyone just needs to go and listen to Electric Cowboy.
Just go listen to Hyper Hyper. You'll get their vibe. They're just
Hyper Hyper. We got the moves.
Oh, we've got the moves.
Pump It Up.
What a song.
Not Pump It Up, sorry. Pump It.
Pump It.
Or my personal favourite, Techno Train.
Great song.
Oh,
great song. What a tune. He's actually, the hairs on his arms are stood up.
Yeah. That album just,
phenomenal.
Makes me feral.
Yeah. Literally, yeah.
Feral.
But yeah, honestly, anyone listening, please, if you like metal as well, send in your bands, send in your songs.
Yes.
We can even listen to people you want us to listen to or songs you want us to listen to, and we'll talk about them.
I don't know if any of our listeners actually do like metal.
Mm-hmm.
But if there is anyone out there, I am very much of a metalcore boy. My favourite bands are Bury Tomorrow, Wash Your Teeth, Parkway Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Electric Cowboy. Yeah. Plasters. And right now, I'm in a bit of a phase of Bring Me the Horizon. I just can't get
it. Fair enough. I like their new stuff. I do like their new stuff.
And you are very death metal-y.
I'm very death metal, although my favourite band, controversially to what I listen to now, is actually Pantera.
Yeah.
I absolutely adore Pantera. I want their...
There's just something different about thrash, you know? Like, it's not your favourite, but every so often it really fills the spot. You know what
I
mean?
I like Cowboys from Hell.
Yeah.
Great. But Vulgar Displays of Power, I want that album cover tattooed on me.
Yeah.
Like, I just absolutely love it.
The Brain After Domination is probably the most iconic metal breakdown ever.
Literally. Oh, it's so fantastic, honestly. It's so good.
But then for me, like I said, thrash. I know this is a very basic picture of me.
Yeah.
But I love me some Metallica.
Classic.
Love me some Metallica.
Classic. You cannot beat them. You cannot beat them.
A lot of people like say, oh, they need to hang up the boots and stuff like that. Personally, I'll take as much Metallica as you can give me.
Yeah, fair enough. I think their new stuff, it's absolutely slapping.
The new album, I love.
You know what I mean?
First time I listened to it, I was like, it's a bit draggy, it's a bit on. But now they're like, I want another one right now.
Yeah, literally. Like, when they dropped Lux Eterna, I was like, what the fuck? This is actually sick. This takes back to old Metallica.
Yeah. I really enjoyed Hardwired to Self-Destruct. That album was brilliant. Great.
Absolutely brilliant.
I think it was a step in the right direction. I thought the early 2000s, they were trying to change their sound.
Yeah.
And I don't think they really knew where they wanted to go. I think they just wanted to try new things.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't like them. I mean, there are some good songs on it.
Yeah.
Scent Anger. The drumming we won't talk about on that album.
Yeah.
But the rest of it was good. I think it was Death Magnetic off that album. There's a song I've been obsessed with recently. It's called Nightmare Long.
Yeah.
Nightmare Long. And I don't know.
It's just great.
Certain songs that just hit.
Yeah.
And you just can't... What's the word? You can't cure the itch.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We'll maybe one day, soon, we'll dedicate just... We'll do an hour episode just based off our metal taste.
Yeah.
We'll just go in depth with, like, where we started to where we are now and how we got there and stuff like that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, socials. Socials. If you're listening to us on Apple Music, Spotify, or Amazon Music?
Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and some other ones, but I've never heard of
them. Yeah, there are some other ones. Not platforms I'm familiar with.
I haven't heard
of them. But we're uploading on there because they're podcast-based.
Yeah. We're just trying to get it out.
Yeah, it's Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify.
They're
if
the
you
main
listen
ones.
To us, give us, drop us a follow. Give us a review.
Yeah.
The
reviewing is probably the most important thing you can do.
Yeah.
It's because that will push us to more.
Absolutely, yeah.
Listeners.
Because we would like to do this full time one day.
Oh, absolutely.
I'd love to increase it to maybe 2 episodes a week.
Oh, absolutely.
I'd love to. But yes, if you want to give us a drop us a follow. So yeah, drop us a follow, give us some feedback. Our Instagram is jdontherocks2023, all lowercase, all one word. Our TikTok is jdontherocksp with a full stop in between every word. So jd, stop, on, stop, the, stop, rocks, stop, p. And then if you feel like emailing us with reviews, criticism, suggestions, or anything of the nature, or if you just want to email and say, hey, I listened, loved it, or hey, I listened, hated it, we'll accept it. Our email is jdontherocks20@gmail.com. So yeah, just hit us up.
And you know what, I'll put this out there, if there is anyone listening that isn't our family, and hey, now this might be something that you tell me we're not going to do, but if you want to come on and just have a little rant with us, I say why not?
Absolutely, yeah. If you want to come on and talk about a film with us or
and
something
your hot
like
takes,
that,
stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, give us some hot takes. Give us some movie hot takes. Oh my god, that would be fantastic.
Feel like that would be something that'd be quite interesting.
That would be fantastic. Yeah. If you don't want to talk on the pod,
yeah,
or anything like that,
just write
if you do just want to give us some hot takes,
yeah,
email us on Instagram
and we'll
comment on our TikToks. Absolutely. I'd love to hear some people's hot takes on
absolutely,
stuff.
That'd be
absolutely
great.
That'd be brilliant. But other than that, apart from those socials, that's it from me. Is there any more from you?
No, can't think of anything. Well, I mean, those would be something I'll think of later on.
There, of course I will, yeah.
Oh, I should have talked about that.
Yeah, always. But yeah, we hope so. Sorry it was a bit of a longer one, but I feel like we owed listeners, whoever is listening to, we owed you a bit of a longer one for missing out on a week.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, stay true to yourself, stay metal.
Stay horrified. And yeah.
Yeah, just...
Rock on, party people. But yeah, so that's it for me.
We need to work on our outros.
We really do. We're kind of winging it.
We are very
well. But I like it though, because it's a bit more natural, to be honest.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't want it to be like a script.
Yeah, no, I can't be asked.
I want it just to roll off the tongue.
Yeah, and it, yeah.
Yeah, just...
But yeah, thanks for listening.
Listen to whatever you're listening to.
Yeah, make sure you drop a follow, leave a review, Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts. And yeah.
And yeah, give us some suggestions.
Yes, please. Yes, yes. Otherwise, we are just going to keep finding random films and going on random fucking tangents.
I mean, we mean any film. We literally mean any genre of film.
Yeah.
Any
film. We've only done horror because it's October. Yeah. It's Shocktober, as they call it. We will watch anything. I mean, if I've sat there and watched Killer Sofa for free, I'll sit there and watch something shitter for the podcast. You know what I mean? But yeah. So, thanks very much for listening.
Yeah.
And we'll see you in episode 3.
And hopefully next time we'll actually have some JD on the rocks.
Yes, hopefully. Sort of finally.
Whiskey beverage.
Finally, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But yeah, take it easy.
Bye-bye.